Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had Jeffrey Smith, the best-selling author, on GMO Foods almost a few weeks ago. Part two of that interview coming up after the break. We'll continue with your phone calls as well and a smattering of other news. Got a caller from London who disagrees with me. We'll go to him. Tom from London, going to the head of the line, because we go to those that disagree at the head of the line. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about a couple great sponsors. One of them is Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. And, you know, I don't get up here and pitch health supplements that are magic machines that cost $5,000 and make you live forever. I'm not into baloney or magical creams that are $500 a bottle. This is just super high-quality aloe vera concentrate tablets that have a bunch of other herbs that are known for detoxifying, that have been medically studied to clean out your body. And boy, will it do it. And aloe vera is just one of the super foods that are out there right along with hemp. People love hemp. But this, in my book, from the studies I've seen, aloe vera might even, not industrially, but for health-wise, might even be a lot better than hemp. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse, 1-800-569-4056. I suggest you give them a call. Speaking of food, we told you wheat prices would go up. They doubled and they tripled, and right now they're at double prices, gyrating up and down. Everything else is up. There's all this economic uncertainty. It's a no-brainer to have a year's supply of food. I'm looking at 2 years supply of food. I already have a 3 year supply for one person. I just got 2 years more from Steve Shank and the J. Michael Stevens Group. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, huge banners, the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go in there, check it out. High quality, clean, healthy, non-GMO food. Freeze-dried, lasts for more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in non-climate-controlled. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, let's go to Tom in London. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I've heard you say a couple of times that Blair is going for the presidency of Europe. And that somehow they're reorganizing the rules to sort of put the country rotation at the head of the line.
Well, that's what the British. That's what the British paper. That's what the British paper said. Am I wrong?
You are wrong about that. Yeah, because I mean, it's confusing two things. The EU presidency is held by a country, not by an individual, and. What happens is, yeah, it goes in rotation. So,
Let me stop you because I oversimplify things. You know, there's been talk, remember a year ago, of him getting one of the two different positions. And so now he's in the running for the one that where the group itself votes him in, or explain this to me.
Okay, what it is, the positions you're talking about are new positions created by the EU constitution that's been repackaged as the Treaty of Lisbon. They changed nothing, but they repackaged it and were able to sort of force it on people.
And then they forced it without a vote. And then they forced it without a vote last week.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the one.
But it's being called. I understand there's two different presidencies, so I think I just haven't been clear. But they are saying he's up to be the next president of Europe. You're saying I'm wrong because this is a different procedure in this body. I guess you're right.
What they're not doing, they're not rotating. They're not changing any sort of rotation. He's going for a new position of president of Europe. And that's going to be held by an individual, possibly him. The EU presidency is something else. It's held by a country.
I understand, sir. I was just not using the proper terms, and thank you for correcting me. Do you want to add any more?
There was a couple of other things.
Okay, stay there. I'm going to let you briefly finish, and we got our guest coming up.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Next Monday, Jeffrey Smith, best-selling author on Seas of Deception and now Genetic Roulette, is going to be with us for 2 full hours for a full breakdown of the GMO foods, what they're in, how you avoid them, how we get them out of the foods, their master plan, how we stop them. He's just going to be with us right now until about 40 after or so today, and then we'll take your calls. The fellow that disagrees with me, he's going to come back on in all the calls for the last 20 minutes of the show or so today. So we're going to get to that caller. That's all coming up. But this is such an important issue that I am carrying his DVD, 2-CD set. It's $19.95 at InfoWars.com. A DVD film and 2 lengthy audio CDs breaking it all down. You may know all about this, but your neighbors, your friends, your family, they don't know. You need to get this very nicely packaged book set, $19.95, and we also carry both of his books, also very inexpensive, at InfoWars.com. I hope you get them and get them out to people. In fact, Jeffrey, before we go into a synopsis today, I want you today, and we appreciate you joining us, to just, again, give a big overview of what they're currently doing, what their plan is, and the health effects that we know of. And then when you come back next week, we'll go through the whole history and just, for 2 hours, get into a lot more detail, and then the last hour of that two-hour interview, take calls. But first off, for folks that want to go to InfoWars.com and get Seeds of Deception and, of course, the new book, Genetic Roulette, and the rest of it, Describe what they're going to get in Seeds of Deception, Genetic Roulette, the difference between the two books. By the way, I've now read both of them. Incredible, even more powerful than his verbal presentation. Tell me about those. Tell me about the film and two audio CD set as well.
Very good. And I'll give the information about GMOs in the context of that. Seeds of Deception, I wrote that in 2003, and what it shows in a story format is how industry manipulation and political collusion, not sound science, forced these dangerous products onto the market. The FDA was basically hijacked. They put the person in charge of policy that was Monsanto's former attorney and later Monsanto's vice president, and he was in charge of the policy which stated that the agency, the FDA, was not aware of any information showing that GM foods were substantially different and therefore no testing was necessary. Documents later made public from a lawsuit showed that that statement was a complete lie. In fact, the overwhelming consensus among the FDA's own scientists were that GMOs were inherently unsafe and could create allergies, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. Also in Seeds of Deception, I describe how efforts by the biotechnology industry had forced a five-part news series on bovine growth hormone by Monsanto off the air, how a UC Berkeley professor was threatened by a senior Mexican government official threatening, "We know where your children go to school," to try and get them not to publish incriminating evidence. I talk about how the FDA hid information from Congress and withheld information from the consumers about a deadly epidemic traced to a genetically engineered food supplement in the 1980s. So I describe the stories of the dark underbelly of genetically engineered foods and how our information and our food supply have been manipulated. Now, I gave that book to many policymakers around the world as I traveled to 30 countries. The book has been translated into 10 languages. And I realized that it's a tall order to ask a politician to read a book. Those that did made a big impact. In fact, it was responsible for a lot of GM-free zones that started around the world. But most of the politicians just put it down. So I decided I needed a book to convey the outrageous health risks easily to busy decision makers. But it had to be in-depth enough to convince scientists and staff researchers.
Yeah, I want to stop you. I mean, they're really quick reads, but it's all scientific with a bibliography, with the data at the bottom. And so you literally get like a master's degree in this by reading the book. And like you said, it's like an executive summary, but it's also a thick book. It just goes in chapters.
Right, and that's the second book that I wrote, Genetic Roulette. The first one's a storybook. The second one is Genetic Roulette, where I worked with more than 30 scientists to document all of the known health risks. And it turns out we came up with 65. The first 20 are adverse reactions, including thousands of sick, sterile, and dead livestock, thousands of toxic and allergic reactions, damage to virtually every organ and system studied. The other 45 show that theoretical risks, things that might go wrong because of what we now know about science. But I figured that wasn't enough. If I gave that to a politician, if I gave that to a superintendent of schools, if I gave that to a well-meaning, well-thinking person, they might think, oh, I'm sure our FDA is aware of the problems and is protecting us. So I wrote a second part which showed that all of the government assessments around the world are not competent to even identify most of the health risks described in part one. I went even further. In part three, I meticulously broke out how industry-funded studies are designed to avoid finding problems, how they use older animals instead of young, more sensitive ones, how they use obsolete and obscure detection methods, faulty statistics.
Well, they also don't even do that. Like we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, they will even take Monsanto, who bought Searle's own study, where all the monkeys that they give aspartame in their milk die of brain tumors, and then they say, "Well, see, it kills them all. It means it's good." Or when they approved Prozac in the 80s, huge increase in suicide. Now they have to put it on the bottle, and then they somehow use that to get approval. It's because there's a revolving door of the regulators who revolve back and forth between $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year jobs as executives in these companies. Go ahead.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. So I basically, in the second book, Genetic Roulette, it's the first time that all of the known health risks are put together. So like the huge infant mortality rate among rats, the increase in allergies in England, all and the the sterility of pigs and cows, the deaths among livestock, the problems of people breathing the BT or the genetically modified pollen, all the things that we know about that have been traced through either peer-reviewed published journals or medical reports, and all of the science that explains how clearly these guys are gambling with our health and are ready to dismiss our environment simply because they want to get this stuff on the market quickly
now,
to make a big buck.
Now, let's not, I mean, let's be clear. It's not just gambling. As major publications have reported, what, 99, the Monsanto executive, I can paraphrase, I know you've got the quote, said, look, our goal is to contaminate everything, and then you won't have a choice, and then we're going to claim ownership over everything that's contaminated because our genetics will jump out of our corn into your corn, and if there's 1% of our genetics, we own the courts, they'll rule you robbed us even though we contaminated you. And it's not gambling because they knew 25, 30 years ago that you change one gene, it changes others, creates new amino acids, you know, new things that never existed. We know it's shrinking the livers, destroying the organs of the rats, the guinea pigs, the gerbils, the rabbits, the animals they feed it to, and your books go over all that. I mean, so now it isn't gambling. They know full well what they're doing.
You're absolutely right, and that brings us to the third item, which is that thing called the GMO Trilogy. It's got two DVDs plus an audio CD. The first DVD talks a lot about what you talked about in terms of the contamination, the problems in nature, the problems with agriculture. It highlights a friend of mine, Percy Schmeisser, who is a Canadian canola farmer, who was contaminated by Monsanto's canola from passing trucks bringing their canola to market.
And by the way, for those that don't know, we had him on like five times. He had the bills for his seeds. He wasn't growing theirs, but they would drop pesticide bombs on his property. It would kill a big area. If they saw one living plant, they knew that it had their genetics. I mean, that is incredible.
And I'll tell you, he shared some information with me that I'll share now with your readers. They might find interesting. He was at an event with his wife, and there was a guy there who had testified against him in Monsanto's trial, claiming that he had bought Monsanto's GM seeds. And Percy knew that the guy was lying, and the guy knew that the guy was lying, and they were very angry with him. And the guy went up to him and said, I want to talk to you. And so Percy actually went over to his farm to talk, and the guy said, you see that chemical there? This is allegedly. This is all allegedly. I can only say that for legally. He said, Monsanto gave me these chemicals for lying about you in court. And the guy, it turns out, died a few months later. He had liver cancer, and he appeared to be going clean by telling about how he was allegedly bribed by Monsanto for allegedly, as I'm putting this in there to cover myself legally, for allegedly perjuring himself at the court. And it turns out some other farmers locally were taken on fishing trips by Monsanto, apparently, or brought to sporting events, and where the Monsanto representatives had a chance to badmouth this farmer that was being sued by Monsanto and to try and rustle up support against Percy Schmeisser.
It's incredible, the mafia tactics that they use. Now, in the time we've got left in the short segment, any gauge, I know it's always fluctuating, on how many of the processed foods and even the processed additives that they put in things that we don't think of as highly processed have the main seven GMO crops in them?
Well, I would say that if it's in a box and it's processed, probably 9 out of 10. I would say out of the entire supermarket, 60 to 70%, because you have a lot of whole foods from the produce section. So the reason why I say 9 out of 10, if you look at a list of ingredients, and there's a lot of them, a lot of times it's soy or corn derivatives, dextrose, maltodextrin, high-fructose corn syrup, soy lecithin, soy protein, and then there's vegetable oil. The four major vegetable oils in the United States are the four major GM crops, soy, corn, cotton, and canola. There's also the non-GM crops would be sunflower, safflower, olive, or anything else, but the major ones are genetically engineered. So I would say if you buy processed foods and it doesn't say organic and it doesn't say non-GMO, you got to read the labels and avoid those that contain the genetically engineered derivative.
When we get back, Brazilian protesters destroy GM crops. They've done the same thing in Asia, Africa, and France. Why do they have their humanity, their guts left? Why don't we? When we get them back, we're going to get our guest take on that. He's Jeffrey Smith. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
I have always kept the interests of my country first and foremost. And I always will.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's all available right now. At InfoWars.com, Seeds of Deception, Genetic Roulette, and the GMO Trilogy, two DVDs and one CD. Unbelievable information. This is ongoing. We have to expose what's happening. The good news is the war is on. The Vatican, of all places, came out and said it's a sin to eat GMO food. So now I hope that the 100 million Catholics will listen to that. Brazilian protesters destroyed GM crops. Tell us about that, Jeffrey Smith.
Well, I was in Brazil last year soon after there was a horrible tragedy where there were some farmers occupying a research station owned by Syngenta, one of the big five biotech companies, and they had their goons sort of come up and start shooting, and they killed one of the protesters. And you don't get a lot of deaths necessarily related to the GMO movement, but this was one of a few. They had a similar situation down in Uruguay, and where they had they're trying to clear out farmers off of land to try and, so that the big, rich soy, GM soy producers could have more land to plant, and there was a couple of deaths associated with those as well. So recently, last week, about 300 women burst into a property owned by Monsanto and destroyed a tree nursery as well as genetically modified corn. Now, the corn was just recently approved by the Brazilian government, and this is the latest in a really horrendous turn of events in Brazil. President Lula was elected having promised that he would be killing all of the genetically engineered progress in the country, that he would not allow it to be planted. But when he got into office, someone evidently changed his mind, and he went ahead and tried to approve it. And what was happening before then is apparently the soy seeds were being smuggled in from Argentina and planted widely in the south. And this was not like just a random thing. I mean, there was huge amounts of seed designed specifically for southern Brazil that just happened to be smuggled over from Argentina. And the seeds weren't necessarily designed for Argentina at all. It was designed for Brazil. So they ended up flooding the southern part of the country with soybeans. And then Lula eventually said, well, it's being planted anyway. We'll just make it legal. And now the similar thing has happened with corn, where they've smuggled corn in and they're planting that in places illegally. And they just approved genetically engineered corn in Brazil, so that the workers there are absolutely furious. And so they went into Monsanto's test fields and destroyed some of these genetically modified corn.
Yeah, let's be clear. They voted to block it. They don't want it. When it was illegal, they brought it in and planted it. Now they've legalized it, and the people are saying that's it.
Exactly. Now, I've interviewed plenty of people that were crop pullers in England, and virtually an entire village went out and pulled out genetically modified crops. And then there was this big lawsuit. And it was quite a dramatic scene, because some of these people might have lost their jobs, and it was a pretty harsh economic reality if they were found guilty. Well, the jury not only found them not guilty, but the jury waited outside the courtroom afterwards to give all of the crop pullers hugs.
Now, let me stop you right there. That's why the American Bar Association and in England, their barrister association has moved to start getting rid of juries and just have corporate kangaroo courts, because they know that's the spirit of liberty, where a whole village goes out in France or England and pulls something up or burns something down. That's scaring the system as they militarily try to smuggle it into Europe everywhere else.
That's right. It happened also in France, and the jury said that it was a proper motive of self-defense for those that pulled the crops in some cases, because they were defending their land against something that was dangerous. Now, it hasn't always come down that way, and there's some protesters have had to go to jail, but pulling crops out is one of the ways that protesters have been fighting GMOs around the world. Now, that is probably a form of terrorism in the United States, and so I'm not advocating that as an action, because it could have harsh consequences, but what I am advocating here is that people learn which products are GMO and avoid them, and let their friends and family know. And we can create a wave of opposition simply by our economic choices and through education.
And just like with the milk, though, they're moving to where you can't label and say, I don't have your GMO hormone.
Exactly. Right now, you see, we had a similar tipping point with the milk. We had educated so many people about the cancer that was related to the milk from cows treated with RBGH, which is bovine growth hormone, and about the increased levels of twins among mothers that were drinking this.
Stay there. Final segment with our guest. He'll be back next week, next Monday with us for 2 full hours. He's Jeffrey Smith. Check out his books and videos at InfoWars.com right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we just got our guest for a few more minutes, two full hours next week. Yeah, they plant GMO crops that then take over your crops. The bees, the birds take them over. It doesn't just, you know, drop seeds and then a whole GMO canola or some other species of corn, some other, you know, major staple species of food plant. The pollen mixes in. That's how plants work. And then it gets some of its genetic traits in, and then they claim ownership. They contaminate you, and then they sue you. They come after you. Jeffrey Smith, I think that's a great angle to sue them. I know that the main court that it all gets appealed to is in St. Louis, and Monsanto and others just own that, basically, and run it. It's a kangaroo court from all the evidence we've got. But, I mean, if they're contaminating you, what about people suing them for contamination?
Well, it turns out Percy Schmeisser, who was sued by Monsanto, is now counter-suing because during the trial, Monsanto kept saying all Percy Schmeisser had to do was to let us know that we had that he had our patented crops growing on his farm, and we would have come over and removed them. So, of course, he was contaminated again, and he called Monsanto. And so Monsanto faxed over a non-disclosure and contract form for him to sign in order for them to come and remove the plants. And it turns out it would have meant that Percy could never sue Monsanto in the future, and he couldn't talk about anything related to Monsanto again. He said, "I refuse to sign away my rights. but you have to come over and remove your plant. So Monsanto said, sorry, Percy's been non-cooperative and did not come to remove the plant. So Percy hired someone for about $600, and they removed the plant, so now he's suing Monsanto for that sum. And if he wins, then it sets a precedent which could end up setting Monsanto back by millions of dollars.
Well, I recommended to him 6 years ago that he do that. I'm not saying he's doing it because I recommended it, but it seemed like a good course there.
Yes, it was. In fact, and of course, he's going to be contaminated every year because canola seeds are really small. They fly in the wind. The pollen flies. Things come off the passing trucks. The pollen comes from nearby farms. As you'll see from the film in the GMO trilogy, there's some farmers from his area that you can just watch the canola blow over onto their field, and they're collecting samples to prove it for their court case.
Well, seeds are designed to spread life.
I was in Hawaii, and, you know, in Hawaii it was pure lava rock, and now it's a lush tropical paradise more than 2,000 miles away from the nearest mainland. Where did it get those seeds? Nature is designed to spread her bounty, and it's an absolutely inevitable thing that GMOs will contaminate around the earth if allowed to propagate for long enough.
Well, not just GMOs. Let's look at a invasive species as an example. Humans bring in lumber from Brazil. The fire ant comes in. There's hardly any rabbits, any quail left in Texas and the entire south and into the west. The fire ants now drop out of trees on you when you're in the woods. There's less birds. You can climb up in a tree, almost any tree, and you'll see dead birds' eggs, dead birds, animals, snakes are dying, lizards are dying. That's just one natural species that unnaturally got brought in. Imagine all this GMO.
Now consider salmon. They took some genetically modified salmon, and they said it was completely fine. They put it into tanks with non-GM salmon. When they fed everyone enough food, it was all okay. When they reduced the food supply, the frankenfish went crazy and started killing their rivals, sometimes causing complete extinctions within the tank or catastrophic population declines. And so these were fish that were engineered to grow faster than the naturals so that they would be more commercially viable.
Uber fish.
Turned out it should be aggressive, yes.
Uber fish. And they've also done studies where these guys don't know how to get back upstream. And so if they replace the natural salmon, they could completely die out in the wild.
They did a computer model where they figured what would happen to 60,000 fish if they introduced just 60 genetically engineered fish with certain characteristics. And to their surprise, they were wiped out within about 40 generations.
And we're talking 40 years with salmon then.
Yes.
Now, in closing, this is only the tip of the iceberg. We're going to investigate all these different facets up next Monday for 2 hours. Very important date, folks. Mark your calendar. But in closing, the world is waking up to these guys, but they're just buying more and more governments and seem to not care. So a collision, a huge clash is now happening. But as more and more disasters happen, they're not going to be able to cover it up. Do you picture someday in the future these executives going to prison?
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to it, put it that way. You see, I don't know if that's going to happen. What I do sense is that before the end of next year, before the end of 2009, I predict that there'll be enough informed consumers who have clear non-GM choices that it will take GMOs out of the food supply. When we hit the tipping point in Europe, within a single week, virtually every major food company committed to remove GM ingredients. I believe that tipping point will happen in the United States, and it'll happen because of educated consumers with clear non-GM choices.
And that's why they're passing all these laws, quote, against enviro-terrorists, not because they really care about people raiding fur farms, and I am against that, and I am against violence or burning things down because that can hurt innocents, but because they might even provocateur things to then try to ban protesting it or something. And that's the whole agenda that government and corporations are going with now. Just like in Montebello last year at the SPP North American Union meeting, finally we caught them and it actually came out they did it. The police dressed up like anarchists attacked cops as a pretext to attack the peaceful people. I think staying peaceful is very important.
Absolutely. And I've seen some pretty violent protests as I've traveled around the world. And I think, you see, I don't think we should rely on convincing governments. It's an unstable thing. I was invited by the Polish government to give a press conference with the environment minister. It was very much against GMOs. A week later, the government was changed. I was in Thailand working with getting information to cabinet ministers on a particular vote on GMOs. A month later, the government was changed. I think we have to go with a stable base, and that is consumers who are at the top of the food chain, and let them know about what is a healthy choice, and then let them move the market. I think that's where our success will be.
And folks, if you study advertising and psychology, the Pavlovian habitualization is the key. We are habitualized to using cell phones. Another big study this week just came out that it's absolutely causing brain tumors. Children are on them. Hundreds of times increase when you use it a lot. Just incredible. We're habitualized for 10 years, 20 years using them. It's almost impossible for me to stop. Now I just check messages on my phone once or twice a day. It took me a year or so to finally get off of it. But for over a decade, I've been cooking my brain with it. You habitualize, you just pull in the fast food. Stop that first. Then start reading the labels. Get these books and videos. Learn. Your children are worth it. It's going to take some work. This isn't like cigarettes or something where it's just going to give you cancer 30 years later. This is stuff hurting you now, and it's getting worse. They're taking over more major food lines and products. And if they win the war, there's no way to reverse it. These crazies will basically have sunk us. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, I would say that there's evidence that these things can actually have very fast reaction. I mean, one guy fed some potatoes to his rats, and they developed potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract within 10 days, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system. So it's and not only that, but eating a GM crop now might also allow the genes to transfer into your gut bacteria, where we might stay and continue to produce proteins there that shouldn't be in your digestive system at all for the rest of your life.
Again, there's no may about it. Just with MMR shots and measles shots, it's been directly in major study after major study linked to Crohn's and other type gut disorders, autoimmune responses, and they're now finding the antibodies for the measles shots in those cultures where the DNA of the gut has changed. Now, that's a separate from GMO, but it is a GMO vaccine.
Right, and the only human feeding study showed that the genes that were inserted into soybeans ended up transferring to the DNA of human gut bacteria and continued to function long after the person stopped eating genetically engineered soy.
It's the same thing with the honeybees. They, in Germany, has done, what, two studies, England's done one. Again, there's limited studies, but in all those studies, they're finding that the Terminator corn pollen for the development of the pesticide has now impregnated the gut of the bee.
Yeah, there was a study from corn, yeah, in Germany, from a Liberty Link corn. Well, these are just some scenes from next week, so to speak.
Absolutely. So you're saying you know of one study. I've seen two others. Have you seen those?
Not with the transfer into the gut microorganisms. I'd like to see that. No, I'll get that from you over the week.
Well, we had a few guests on last year about it. That's where I remember reading about it. Well, listen, thank you for joining us, sir. I really appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
Take care. There goes Jeffrey Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, we're carrying Seeds of Deception, the GMO Trilogy, two DVDs and a CD, 1995, two films and a CD in one little box, very well packaged, Genetic Roulette. I know you know about this, but you need to buy it like I did a few weeks ago. You need to read it. You need to put it on television. You need to show it to your children. So they start reading the labels. This isn't a joke, okay? We're not playing games here. And by the way, a lot of websites are selling these for twice the price. We're selling them for as inexpensively as possible to get them out to people. The best deal on here is the GMO Trilogy. And that's two DVDs and a CD for $19.95. You cannot beat that deal. Seeds of Deception, $17.95. I mean, get together. Go to the local environmentalist and say, hey, come down to the library. We're going to have an environmental showing. 50 of them will show up in a medium-sized town. And then go, listen, before we do all this, we need to stop worrying about carbon dioxide. We need to stop worrying about all these things that the government documents admit they want to tax to control us. Nobody's saying fossil fuels are great, folks. We're saying the oil companies are behind this scam to get full regulatory control over everything, to control all of these systems. And you need to then show them these videos and say, this is what we need to be focused on. You see, they got you diverted off into things that aren't hurting the planet and us. I mean, how could you not be for a clean environment? How could you not be for clean water? But you don't hear the environmental groups, the big ones. They're talking about not letting farmers plant or taking over land or smart growth or, you know, controlling what we do on our own property or what size toilet you have or light bulb. These are all gimmicks. Or let's turn the lights off at night for a week, or we're going to remote control your thermostats and save energy. It's all about control. Instead of just massive crises that are going on everywhere. Now, did we get Tom from England back on? Because he disagreed, and then I ran out of time. I had that guest up, and I wanted to let him come on and tell me where I'm wrong. And he is right. The way I simplify things in Babylon Air, we're right about Blair being a sniveling New World Order type. I told you over a year ago he planned to be EU president. But there's two different presidencies, and I confuse that myself. I just try to shorthand things because there's so much. I mean, I just shorthanded it a minute ago where I said Europe's proposing something that'll kill billions. Well, then you can argue and trifle with that, or you can go to prisonplanet.com. Where is it? I just had it here. And you can go read the story Paul Watson did on this. But going back to Tom in England, finish up with what you disagree with, sir.
Oh, hi. Hi, listen. I just wanted to make a very quick observation about 9/11 truth. And that is that most of the people coming out and going public lately have been sort of centered around, their reasons have been centered around Building 7. And I think that Building 7 is a pre-positioned sort of fallback position for the cover story. So the only thing I'd observe is that focus for people going public should be, they should be pressed to explain the, you know, the towers collapse, and should be moving towards there rather than sticking on Building 7. People like Stephen Jones are doing that, and others are focusing on the towers, and that's, but I just think that they'll be able to neutralize a lot of new sort of people coming out with...
Well, Tom, you have to understand, I'm here to bring up all the subjects and get people thinking. I mean, are you saying you disagree with me even talking about 7? I think 7's in...
No, actually, that wasn't what I sort of left aside the other thing that I was going to disagree with about, just to make that clear.
No, I like real disagreement, and I do get things slightly off, but I'm always trying to tell the truth, always trying to go in the right direction. I mean, did Europe basically force England with the government into the European Union expansion with this new constitution and this new court bill? Did the House of Commons promise that they were going to have a national referendum on it? Did they lie? Did they do this a few weeks ago?
Oh, absolutely. Most of the House of Commons are disgraceful dissemblers and liars because they promised.
But that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the other thing I was going to disagree with you about was about some of the things you were talking about, like police hanging around in restaurants listening to people. But I was going to leave that aside just because I agree with you in the sort of direction.
No, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you do that. You were somewhat right about the earlier thing, just because I was oversimplifying. Now, I want to hear about, because this, what I'm saying, was in BBC, a bunch of other papers like 3, 4, 5 years ago, where it said that they have police in restaurants listening for people making racial comments, even in their own conversations. I remember the BBC headline, something like, hundreds arrested in hate speech sweep, and it said that they raided homes of people that have been heard saying racist things. Are you saying that's not going on?
Well, it's not going on in any sort of systematic way. I mean, the police do all sorts of things. I mean, the police help landlords illegally evict people just because they don't know.
No, I know, but I mean, did they go arrest Robin Page, BBC presenter of One Man and His Dog, for saying that rural communities deserve the same rights as gays and Muslims?
I don't know about that story. I mean,
I had him on. That was in the news.
I don't know what he said, and I don't know.
Look, you were right, and I actually Googled it while you were saying it, and I got the two things mixed up. I tend to hurry up and oversimplify, and you're right about what you said about the EU presidency earlier. Not about the overall general, but you weren't disagreeing on that. You were right about that point, but I'm telling you, you're just like I'm not informed on a lot of stuff. Nobody can know everything. You're wrong about this. I don't know where you live or what you've seen in the news, but I've probably seen I don't know, it might be 100 articles about, you know, the thought crime groups. I mean, it's just incredible.
I could walk down the street past three police vans saying homosexual, homosexual, homosexual. I wouldn't be even questioned about that.
No, no, I agree with you.
But as I say, I do agree with you that the police
selectively enforced
themselves all the time.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate your call. And you do agree the police are getting cameras that see through your clothes, just like they have in our airports, and they record you digitally on a hard drive. And that they're genetically engineering flies that have ports in them, where it's born with a port to have a camera plugged into it. This is the type of insanity. I mean, you can argue about the details all day long. The point is this liberty? Is this freedom? Is hundreds and hundreds of people a year dying of tasers for no reason? Is that liberty? Or asking about skull and bones, please don't tase me, bro? You know. All right, we'll jam in a few final calls in the final segment. Final segment, stay with us, stay the course.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving.
New proposals to fight global warming would end civilization, kill billions. I'm going to briefly blurb that and try to jam Todd, Toby, and Chris in. I don't know about Tony.
I'll be gone, like I said.
And then in 5 minutes, the show restarts. The whole first hour, we got into some really key info on the hundreds of drugs and thousands of chemicals in all major water supplies. Really important info if you missed it. coming up in the first hour of the show that retransmits on a lot of AM and FM stations, but also at InfoWars.com. You got to go to that stream. There's hundreds of streams all over the web, different shows, network stations. You go to InfoWars.com, and that's where you can hear the first hour if you missed it. Very important info. Or maybe you already heard it, but your neighbor, your friend, your family thinks the water's still clean. Tell them to tune in. Tell them to get a Berkey water filter, by the way. We got links to where you can get those up on the site. Man, it feels good pointing people in the right direction. Interfood, best green food out there. I take it every day. Much of my office crew takes it. Two little green scoops into your orange juice or apple juice. And it's got 20 superfoods, dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheat, chlorella, spirulina, balanced energy all day long, weight loss, greater stamina, greater mental clarity. Enerfood.com, Interfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. You can also, when you're over at InfoWars.com, link through on the Interfood, InnerHealth Botanicals banner, and by going to that subpage, you get 10% off. You can also call and tell them Alex Jones sent you and get that. Or you can also order in bulk and get 20% on top of that. 866-762-9238. Interfood, lot of great products. Man, I want to go to your calls, but I want to hit on this just briefly. New proposals to fight global warming would end civilization, kill billions. Paul Watson's going to join us for a full hour tomorrow to talk about this. Washington been on for about 6 months, has he? Get to hear the Waddy tomorrow. Washington Post pushes Carnegie document that encourages near zero carbon output within decades. See, this is the control. Ratcheting it up. Regulatory, you're going to learn tomorrow, full hour on that. Internet 2 doing a full hour later in the week, how they're going to try to kill the web. All right, I'm going to give each caller about 30 seconds because I want you to be able to talk. I want to hear from you, but quick. Todd in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, sir. I was actually wanting to give a general warning for the Tampa area, but first I want to kind of brush on the fact that it's very important that we as a people cannot be scared and paranoid, or they have already won. So it's very important to get prepared, get informed, inform everybody. If everybody was as brave as you, it wouldn't be a problem.
I'm not brave, man. When somebody corners me and starts pounding me, I fight back.
You've got to, but if you ever fall off the spotlight, God help you. It's the general warnings for chemtrails in the North Tampa area. I live north of Tampa, and for the last 2 weeks, I've witnessed daily, mostly on the weekends, chemtrails. They come in a grid formation over a period of 45 minutes to an hour, and they stay for hours. They generally turn into a cloud within 30 to 45 minutes, and then you see the cloud drift away. I'm asking people in this area, everybody's here on vacation. It's a beautiful time of the year. Go out to the beaches, take pictures, look north.
Hey, Camp keep educating. We're going to do some shows on chemtrails soon. Toby in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hi, Seth. So my name's, as you know, my name's Toby, and I'm calling from, well, I guess you could call it a mansion in the street on a hill. I wanted to talk to you about, to be honest with you, I just wanted to call you and say, I've been learning a lot thanks to you, and this is really my first time, so I'm sorry.
Well, listen, we're out of time. If you'll call me back tomorrow, we'll put you to the head of the line, okay, Toby? Because we're just out of here. Chris, Tony, others, call me tomorrow. You tell them, hey, we didn't get on. He keeps a list there, the people that didn't get on, if you want. First up tomorrow, I promise. I apologize. Out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We continue to try to empower you with the facts, tell you where to get the facts, so you can check it out for yourself and then to take action against the globalist. In closing, I'm a filmmaker. Endgame is out on DVD. Get it at InfoWars.com or see it on PrisonPlanet.tv. Retransmission starts now. The streams are at InfoWars.com. You'll want to tune over there to the streams at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.